My guest this hour is artistic director Fred Tsang, who leads the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, longtime director there, and a bit of a musical pillar of our community. And Fred, it's nice to talk to you again, especially about these holiday concerts coming up.
It's good to see you too, Kara. Thank you.
I would like to get started by telling our listeners about the events that the singers will be participating in. I understand there's a Kalamazoo Symphony concert, and then one that celebrates the singers themselves.
Yes, we're singing on Friday evening at Chenery Auditorium with the Kalamazoo Symphony in the Sounds of the Season concert, and we're going to be in the second half of that program doing some new repertoire with a new maestro. It's really a lot of fun. He worked with our kids last night. We had a great time with him. That's really great. And then we have Saturday off, and then Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at Chenery Auditorium is our holiday concert featuring four of our five choirs that will be performing there.
Can you list the four out of five choirs?
I can. We have the preparatory choir, treble choir, bella voce, and the touring choir. Our fifth choir, which is the Coro de Niños at the El Sol Elementary School, got a late start this year, so they're not going to be participating in our concert at Christmas time, but they will be in the spring.
In the spring concert, mm-hmm. which will be, is it April?
It's in April, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, this one of the opportunities I have with having you here today is a chance to look back on the ensemble and your work with it, and maybe highlight a few of your favorite, most notable memories, as this is your last season as artistic director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus.
Yeah, I'm going to be finishing my time with them at our last concert in April, and then finish at the end of June with my responsibilities for the organization. Yeah.
So have you started thinking about your goodbyes and how to mark the occasion, or you know, what to say when people say, what was your favorite part of being artistic director?
Well, there are lots of favorite parts, and it's been a long time that I've been involved with them, not as the artistic director, but from the beginning, for about 30 years. So, but I think some of the great times have been our opportunities to sing with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, from Yoshimi Takeda to Raymond Harvey to David, and now our new maestro. That's been a wonderful opportunity. To sing in La Boheme a couple of times with the KSO was great. Taking trips to Europe and to South America, and those were wonderful experiences as well.
You've always maintained a positive and kind of youthful energy when you come and talk about the choirs. Does working with young people keep that sense of positivity and hope alive with you?
It absolutely does. For example, yesterday evening we had a rehearsal at 6 o'clock. The kids have been to school all day long, been after school activities, tutoring, whatever. They come in, they're all tired, they're exhausted, and then they have to sing and they have to perform. They have to be at a professional level when the conductor comes in. And as they woke up and got excited, you could see the passion come out on their faces and the excitement, the energy in their singing and performance. And I just sat there and thought, wow, this is a great job.
Isn't that something that music can do for anybody at any age? You know, you can feel rotten from your day at work and then make it to your rehearsal or make it to the group you sing with. Mm-hmm. And that all falls away.
And I've told them that, but from my perspective, too. I said, you know, I'm over here waving my arms and telling you what to do. And I've had a bad day. And I come in and I say, okay, well, here we go. And by the time I leave the rehearsal, I'm re-energized. And I feel a whole lot better.
Well, tell me about the program for Sunday. This is the holiday concert featuring four of the choirs within the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. It's set for 3 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium, and the reason you have multiple choirs is that kids develop at different ages, and you almost by necessity have to challenge them with different things in different age brackets.
That's right, and so that's why we have these four distinctive ensembles that are at our main campus. The preparatory choir are children who are in third and fourth grade. So sometimes they don't know which way to hold the music, upside down or straight up, because they just have never had that
brand
experience before.
To it, yeah.
So they sing primarily unison repertoire, but they work on developing, you know, beautiful head voice and free tone. And we have a new director, Hannah Robinson, who's directing that choir. And she has done a remarkable job with them. I heard them sing the other night and it took my breath away. They were just beautiful and so unassuming in their singing. You know, they're just so free in what they do. Mm-hmm. So they're doing that. And then the treble choir has moved into two-part repertoire. They're singing their fourth and fifth grade, or fifth and sixth graders. And so they're doing some German, some Latin, and a two-part repertoire. Then the Bella Voce Choir, which is a middle school ensemble generally, is also doing three-part SSA, so two soprano parts and an alto part, and they're doing some challenging repertoire. And then the touring choir, the ensemble that I direct, is doing SSA repertoire and then SSAA, so we have a four-part Debussy in treble voices, and doing some wonderful music with that too. So it's going to be a fabulous concert.
Did you choose to program any particular favorites that you wanted to be there to conduct for this last holiday concert for you?
I did get a little selfish. I have to say that. I told the kids, I said, there are a couple of pieces that I really wanted to do. First of all, we lost Jesse Norman this year. And one of our favorite pieces in mine is this Christmas Tide, also known as Jesse's Carol. And I said, we need to sing that this year. And they love it. So we're doing that. And that's one I love a lot. And we have a lovely setting of Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming that is a cappella and is paired with Of the Father's Love Begotten, along with handbells. And then it has this aleatoric section where the word blooming is sung at different rhythms and different paces and different tempos. It's as if the rose were blooming. It's just a lovely, beautiful thing. And that's one of my faves, so I took that one too.
I hope we get to hear both of them this hour. let's go back to Jesse Norman. What is her significance to in your mind as a performer? As what is her legacy?
Oh, I think her legacy is enormous. She had an instrument that was amazing. And she had a dignity and a poise about her that gave music an imprimatur of passion and integrity. And she did it with such grace and with great authority. I remember Raymond Harvey called me up, it must have been 4 or 5 years ago, like he was a little kid, and said, Jesse Norman's going to sing with us. Do you want to come do this concert with the symphony? And both of us were like little kids on the phone talking about it, going, yeah, oh, we were excited to talk about what we're going to do. And then it was just shortly after that, a few weeks after or a month afterward, that she was notified that she was not going to be performing any longer. So we missed that opportunity to be with her. So I'm glad we get a chance to recognize her one more time here in Kalamazoo.
I got a call too, Fred.
Did you?
From the executive director. Would you be excited to interview Jesse Norman? I'm like, oh, yes, yes, I would be. It would be a lifetime achievement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that we can think of her with this piece that you're performing on Sunday. And you suggested a performance that exists out there on the internet where it's a live performance and we can hear her with, is it with a children's chorus?
Yes, with the Ely Cathedral Children's Choir.
Okay. Well, I'm with Fred Tsang, the artistic director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. They're performing on the Sounds of the Season concert this Friday with the KSO and are featured in their own concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium. And let's listen to Jesse's Carol, or This Christmas Tide. That is the magnificent voice of Jessie Norman in a live performance of a piece of music named for her, Jessie's Carol. And it's one with special meaning for the artistic director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, Fred Tsang. Fred's here with me this morning live, and we're talking about their upcoming holiday concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium. And I've forgotten which one of the four choirs is going to be part of that performance.
That's the touring choir, the choir that I direct.
And who will be singing the part of Jessie?
Well, that's the fun thing, that whenever she sang this piece, she was the soloist and the choir was the ensemble that was backing her. But it was originally written as a carol for choir, so it's going to be the entire ensemble singing it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So you won't have that solo voice. It'll be the focus on the voices.
And each section has a chance to sing the melody at a different time, so the different timbres that go on with that.
Lovely. Can you tell me anything you've learned about teaching young people? Has anything gotten any easier in 30-some years?
You know, when I first started working with kids, I felt that I had to be the one that knew everything. Not unlike a lot of new teachers. And as I've done this more and more and longer, I've realized that I can trust them much more than I ever thought I could. And so I've lowered my stress level by knowing that they will come through because they're dedicated. And the rumors that teenagers are not responsible is simply that. It's a rumor. They are. They are very responsible and dedicated and committed and passionate about making music.
So are you saying that if you leave that space open for someone to step up and help out another singer, a younger singer, or step up and remind everyone what's on the agenda, or if you leave that space, they'll fill it?
They do. And it happens in every rehearsal because I make it a point to ask them to reflect upon what it is we've just sung, what we've just done, how did it make you feel, where does that connect in your life, how does that make you feel, so that when it's time to perform this, there's a sense that there's a connection not only between the singer and the music, but the singer and the audience and the human condition. And they fill that space so willingly and so with such thoughtful concepts and ideas. It's really great.
I'm glad to hear that. You do give the kids a chance to reflect on the words. That sounds a little unusual to me.
Like, oh, really?
We just finished that one. Let's move on to the next.
Yeah, and they are also real music geeks. So sometimes when we have a chord that's or a harmony that's very high with a dissonance, with a suspension, like a major second, I'm talking music talk here, and then it resolves to the major chord, you see these kids just smile and go, they love that, the tension that creates, and then the beauty that comes after that, that dissonance resolves to a consonant sound. And they get it.
You mentioned the carol, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, mm-hmm. and a special setting of it in which you see lines move against each other to almost imitate the opening of a flower.
Yeah.
Maybe you could set that up for us.
Sure. This is a piece that has a companion song, Of the Father's Love Begotten. Marisol Mylar will be singing the solo for that. And that's a solo voice. And then the choir sings, Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming. It starts out with a cluster of handbells ringing very softly. And then it happens at each phrase. And then it gets to evermore and evermore. And then the blooming begins. And you'll hear in the recording that how this just sort of expands and gets louder. And you can almost, if you close your eyes, you can visualize this flower opening. And then it compresses back down to Lo, How a Rose.
In the lyrics, I've known this carol forever, but is it about a metaphor for Christ being born? Is that?
I think that's how it's been interpreted for a long, long time, and it's been sung forever, and it's after a while it does tend to get a little worn.
It's because German originally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's perhaps not sung as often, but when I stumbled across this particular setting, I really fell in love with it, and it's a very vibrant new idea.
That's a very special arrangement of Lo, How a Rose, Fred. I think you chose well.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. We love singing it. They just get really excited about it.
The part in the middle where they all sort of break apart, I can't even tell how it's accomplished with so many different swirly chords going on.
And that's a hard thing for young singers to understand, even for old singers, because we're used to looking at the score and following the notes, and this is what we sing. And all of a sudden, you're given the freedom to take two syllables and whatever pitches you want to use and whatever rhythm you want to use and make it happen in your own voice at your own time while everybody else is doing something completely differently. And it kind of freaked them out the first few times we did it. They sure. just couldn't get their hand around. But they're doing well with it.
Sure, sure. And of course, you don't direct that part, I guess.
No.
You know, just let it happen.
I just look at my watch. 20 seconds. I show them where the crescendo goes, where the decrescendo goes, and then we finish it.
I'm with Fred Tsang, the artistic director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, which is actually a program that allows singers of many ages to focus on repertoire that is right for them. Fred, you direct the touring choir, and I know that tours happen every few years after a kind of a fundraising period, and you've been to some exciting places.
Yeah, we have. In fact, excuse me, we just got back. I shouldn't say just got back. This past summer, we were in Costa Rica and doing that. And we had never been to Central America or to Costa Rica. And we had an amazing time. What a beautiful country, beautiful people. We sang in a lot of schools and sang on street corners and sang in churches and went whitewater rafting and did all those kinds of fun things that we did. And it was a great time.
What was the length of the trip?
We were there for 12 days.
12 days.
Yes.
That's a lot to pack in.
It was. And we had six concerts in 12 days and then the street singing and market singing, that kind of thing.
Right, right. And you mentioned earlier this hour that you've just started up a program at El Sol Elementary,
mm-hmm.
and it has a Spanish name, a title to
yes.
it.
Yes. Coro de Niños is the name of it, Children's Chorus
Children's
in Spanish.
Chorus.
And we began this program 3 years ago. It was a vision that I had that we would be able to provide instruction in Spanish for children of Hispanic descent and to learn about the music of their different cultures in their own language. And it's really hard to find a bilingual choral director. And so we were fortunate the first year that we did this, and she was remarkable. We had a wonderful time. And then she had to move away, and we lost her. And so we had to take a year off. We couldn't find one. And now Nick Sankowitz, who is a student here at Western, is leading the choral director. So we have 36 children in that choir. And
that's a big group of kids.
It's a big group of kids, and it's third through fifth grade. So we're very thankful for the El Sol community, the teachers and staff there, for allowing us to use their music room to do our rehearsals after school. And so they're learning all kinds of interesting things about their own musical culture and background, and as well as learning how to sing. And we're looking forward to their big debut in the spring.
I believe I've met Nick. He's a really active, self-starting conductor looking for opportunities to lead choirs, and recently did a concert with that brought together about six different adult choirs in our community all together. And I did not know that he was fluent in Spanish and could instruct.
Well, his father speaks both Portuguese and Spanish, so those are the two languages that were spoken in the home besides English. So he's really trilingual, which is pretty amazing.
That's great. And he must have fun looking for the repertoire that will tell a story about the culture or the people that it comes from.
Yes, he's selected some very nice music. Yeah.
But we'll have to wait to see them in concert.
Right.
They'll be
in April.
In
mm-hmm.
April, the spring concert. So mm-hmm. look forward to that. The Kalamazoo Children's Chorus does have a website where you can check on all these concerts. It's kalamazoochildrenschorus.org. And the concerts we're talking about most imminently are, you'll be joining the KSO on Friday night, but the full holiday concert featuring four of the five ensembles is Sunday at 3 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium. And who makes Chenery look like the holidays? Is that something you do or the auditorium?
Oh, the staff at Chenery does it, and they do a remarkable job every year. It's just beautiful. And if you have a chance, just to go take a look at the Chenery website, their Christmas decorations are just beautiful.
Well, speaking of beautiful, one of the songs I know is on the concert that you tipped me off about is called Beautiful December. Mm-hmm. Would you set that up so we can hear it?
Yes. I'm trying to remember who was singing this one now. Oh, dear. Let me see. Beautiful December. Oh, yes. Bella Voce. The Bella Voce Choir, directed by Taylor Gabranson. This is a song by Amy Burnin, and it's a poetic concept of what December looks like with snow and trees and the feelings that come through the month and the various celebrations that go on.
What is the age level of Bella Voce?
They'd be in middle school, so 6, 7, 8.
And you mentioned Taylor Gudbranson, mm-hmm. As the music director. She's also a teacher in public schools?
Yes, she's the choir director in Otsego Public Schools.
Okay. So on Sunday, it'll be Bella Voce singing this song.
Yes.
Beautiful December, the name of that song, and we heard a live performance. It will be, of course, a live performance on Sunday when the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus is in concert at Chenery Auditorium starting at 3 o'clock. And this choir, the voices sounded lighter and younger, and you said they're middle school aged youngsters.
Yes, this particular recording was not done from our choir.
Right. I should have.
So, yes, so the quality is a little more mature that you will hear on Sunday with the Bella Voce Choir.
Okay. A lot of these special carols and pieces aren't necessarily the commercially available made by studio recordings. So we're listening to kind of fresh arrangements that you found.
Exactly.
How big, I think we've talked about this, you do have quite the library of repertoire for children's choirs going back decades and decades.
We have. I don't think we've ever thrown anything away, which is probably not a good thing. There's some arrangements that are in there that they haven't seen the light of day in many years.
But that you'll just never do again.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So we have probably about, I think we have over 1,000 titles in our library now. And you know, we just keep it going. And every once in a while, I put out a call. Anybody have an extra filing cabinet that want to get rid of? So we start filling that one up again.
Do you share the repertoire with other choirs?
Yeah, we're happy to do that. And we've done that many times. And so if there are choir directors out there that are listening now, if you are interested in doing treble repertoire, we have a huge amount of music that you're welcome to peruse. And if you'd like to borrow, we're happy to lend.
We were talking about the touring choir going to Costa Rica this last summer, and this would be some of the older, more experienced singers mm-hmm. in the group. How large is the touring choir?
Touring choir this year is at 37.
Oh, that's pretty big. Yeah. And that's sort of the payoff, you might say, for joining Kalamazoo Children's Chorus as a youngster and sticking with it.
Yeah. We have some kids who are graduating this year who have been with us for 12 years.
Is that right?
And they started out, we had a program we started for first and second graders called Music Makers years and years ago. And so they started with that. And so they spent 2 years there and then another 10 years with us. So it turns out to a total of 12 years. And You know, they're sort of like the poster children for Kalamazoo Children's Chorus.
You must get to know them as individuals really well.
You do. And it's really nice. And when you travel, you get to see another side of them. Because, you know, when you're in rehearsal, you're generally all about business, and you try not to be like that, but you still have to get ready. So when you're riding on a bus and everybody's being silly, and or you're going whitewater rafting and people are screaming and falling out of rafts and things like that, you see a whole different side of the kids. It's fun.
What are some other destinations that you've taken the touring choir to over the years?
You know, I was thinking about that as I was driving in this morning, and one that was just so memorable for us was our opportunity to sing a concert in Notre Dame. We were traveling to England and France, our first trip after 9/11. It took us about 5 years to be able to regroup from that tragedy. And so we went to England, and we sang at Canterbury Cathedral. And we sang at the Abbey at Westminster, and sang in different places throughout England, and went to Paris, and we sang a concert in Notre Dame, and it was just amazing. Then all these kids, they were all in high school at the time. Now they're doctors and lawyers and whatever. And then of course the terrible fire that occurred there brought back those memories. And so on their Facebook posts, their posts, social media posts, all of a sudden there are pictures of them when they were young, standing there in Notre Dame doing the concert. And they're reflecting about, wow, what an opportunity we had. We just didn't realize it. So that's something that, you know, you go, well, they still remember. It still means something to them.
And I imagine you do end up in a lot of conversations on when you meet former members, sharing their memories and their, especially those kind of special trips.
We do. And in fact, we have an alumni social media presence, and the alumni are organizing an alumni choir for the April concert.
Is that right?
So that's, those are the kind of people they are. They do the organizing. They said, would you like to do this? I said, I'd love to have you come. Okay. And they're putting it together. So far, they're up to about 45.
Well, I would like to take a moment to say I'm speaking with Fred Sang, who is artistic director of the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus, and this April concert will serve as something of a send-off. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I'm not planning anything special.
It's sometimes hard to talk to the person who's, you know, stepping away from this work after decades. Because they're so humble, and
it's going to be a lovely concert, and a lot of beautiful music, and I'm looking forward to hearing the alumni sing again. That'll be fun. So that'll be great.
Sure. You're not really leaving it behind, right? I mean, you can be involved in a lot of things.
I'm going to be involved with some things, but I the person who takes my position, I want them to be able to have the autonomy among the kids, especially to establish themselves, and I'll be there to help consult, because there's a certain need for institutions like this to have an institutional memory about how things work, at least for the first year or so, so that that things don't perhaps slide off the rails inadvertently. So we keep an eye on that kind of thing. So I'll be there to I'll be on a ex officio board member for that year, and just there to anything needs help. But that's, I'm staying out. Other than that,
What kind of individual are you looking for to take over the reins?
We're looking for someone who is obviously passionate about music, has great choral skills, a good communicator, a good conducting gesture, highly organized, very personable. It's a long list of things, and we have five applicants that we are going to be interviewing in January to do that, and when we've selected we're going to call it to three, and then we'll have those three back and have them work with the touring choir, so that the kids will have an opportunity to have an input about what their opinion is of the people that have stood in front of them, so they will feel like they're a part of the process as well.
So the process has already begun, uh-huh. And the outcome will be known sometime early in the year, perhaps?
Right. I think we'll probably have it finished by the 1st of March.
Well, I look forward to meeting the new individual.
So do I.
I hope that you'll come back at every opportunity, though, to talk about this or any other projects you may be undertaking. And we still have a little more time for music.
Okay.
So perhaps we could talk about the Snow Carol.
Yes, the treble choir is going to perform this on Sunday. That's the younger voices. They just got done singing the Nutcracker this past weekend with the KSO and Ballet Arts.
Wow.
That was fun. They did three shows. They felt like they were real pros. You know, they were out there. They did a double one day and the other, so it was fun. So the Snow Carol, a lovely little, again, sort of homage to winter and the beauty that it has.
Another beautiful German carol. It's you called it the Snow Carol, and it's also known as Still. If you just tuned in, we're listening to some of the highlights of the upcoming Kalamazoo Children's Chorus Concert, which will be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Artistic director Fred Tsang is here. He'll be leading the touring choir, and there are also three other ensembles as part of the overall Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. Would you name the three again, the other three?
Yes, we have the preparatory choir, our youngest choir, and I think the most important, and then the treble choir, Bella Voce, and touring choir.
And here near the end of the hour, we'll have maybe a chance to hear another carol. But for the pieces we haven't touched on, are there some other exciting works that you're looking forward to hearing on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday, we're combining all four ensembles at the end of the concert to do two pieces. And one of them is one of my all-time favorites by Bob Beers from the Beers family, an old folky. And it's called The Peace Carol. And you may remember it as the Muppets singing it with John Denver a long time ago. It's a stunning, beautiful little piece. And we have a little soloist who's in second grade who is singing the introductory solo, and She Will Melt Your Heart. And then at the end, the audience is invited to sing on the chorus the last couple of times.
You'll have to be there at the concert to hear the Peace Carol. I wasn't able to find it in our library. So you'll find information as well as ticket prices online at KalamazooChildrensChorus.org. Tickets available at the door, of course. And Chenery is looking beautiful with the decorations ready to go for Sunday's concert at 3 o'clock. And, of course, all the young singers ready to sing their hearts out for this holiday concert. During the music, you mentioned another collaboration with the Kalamazoo Symphony, which is coming up further on in their season, and I thought it was kind of an exciting collaboration to mention.
Well, we're very excited about it, too. The new maestro has asked that for the St. Matthew Passion, which is going to be taking place on Good Friday in April of 2020, that the normal part that is sung by a boy treble soloist in the first part of St. Matthew is going to be sung by the treble choir from the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. So it's going to be an ensemble sung rather than a solo, but still singing those little unison lines that are in there. And so they were getting their German chops ready by preparing this song.
With Stille, Stille. What a great opportunity. And what a beautiful sound that will be with the young people singing in unison this part from a mm-hmm. very important work by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's here on WMUK, you know, you hear we play instrumental Bach all the time, but we really don't have, you know, a couple hours to spare for the passions. So they really don't get the time they deserve because they're the pinnacle of his writing.
It is one of the most stunning pieces of choral literature ever written, I think. And it's lengthy. You know? People had time to listen in those days and to experience the time. And so I think that's one of the reasons. And then he just does such wonderful writing, harmonization. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, of course. And, well, you can stay involved because the pieces tell a long story mm-hmm. and there are characters and parts and everything. Excuse me a moment. I need to clear my throat. Well, before I lose the rest of my voice, why don't we hear another carol, Fred, that will be featured on Sunday, and it's called Candlelight Burning Bright?
Yes, it's going to be sung by the prep choir with our new director, Hannah Robinson, and it's just a charming little piece. It's about the influence of candles in this time of year in all different kinds of belief systems and celebrations, how important candlelight is.
Lovely carol again, and Fred Tsang is here at the end of this hour to remind listeners that the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus will perform on Sunday. Why don't I let you tell the time and place and all of that good stuff?
Well, we'll be in Chenery Auditorium, beautiful Chenery Auditorium, decorated for the season, beautiful place to sing, wonderful acoustic. It's at 3:00 on Sunday. And the doors will open at 2:00, and the theater will open at 2:30. You can purchase tickets at the theater, or you can go online at our website and purchase tickets that way as well.
For the new year, you're looking forward to a spring concert in April, and it will be your final season, so take notice of this time and make some special memories.
Oh, thank you. It's been wonderful. And I would love, you don't know this, but Carol Lorenz serves the best tea in Kalamazoo in the studio.
I'll pour you another cup after we start the news here. Again, it's kalamazoochildrenschorus.org for full information. You're singing with the Kalamazoo Symphony on Friday night as well for the KSO's Sounds of the Season concert. And there are many opportunities to get involved as well. If you know any young children who might benefit from being part of a choral program like this, there's more information at the site.
Right, and our auditions will be in May of next year, and it's very painless for the kids to be involved. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, it's also very painless to have you as a guest, Fred. I hope you come back soon.
Thank you, Kara.